Right, this weekend sees a celebration on Mull of the wonderful 1945 film I Know Where I'm Going. To tell me more about it, I'm joined by Robert Beveridge, lecturer in media policy at Edinburgh Napier University. Robert, for those who don't know or can't remember, what kind of film was this?
Well, this was a film at the end of the Second World War by the famous pair Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger, which was a film which really captured the spirit of Scotland. The script was mostly written by Emmerich Pressburger, who was a Hungarian, but many people living in the Isles are quite clear that the film captured and continues to capture the special circumstances, culture, environment of the island of Mull, where nearly all the film was shot. There were some studio shots down in London at Denham, but mostly filmed on the island of Mull with the participation of islanders themselves. In that way, it was to some extent prefiguring Whiskey Galore, which, as you know, was on the island of Barra and also contained contributions from the people of that island.
A lovely romantic tale, of course, very atmospheric in black and white. So,
absolutely.
How much of what you see in the film will The Weeknd take in? I'm thinking, are you going to take Finlay Curry's boat to the Corryvreckan Whirlpool?
We're going out with Seafarry from Oban, but we're going straight off from Moy Castle, from the landing stage there. We can't go from Carsaig, which appears in the film, because unfortunately the pier is now broken down. Mm-hmm. And around 30 of us are on the weekend, and 20-odd, I think, will be going in a boat from there straight out to the Corryvreckan Whirlpool. And as you know, Ian, the Corryvreckan Whirlpool and Moy Castle were central to the narrative of this film. The film is really about a young girl who's going to marry the rich man of Killoran. On the way, she meets a Highlander played by Roger Livesey, who's just back from the Navy, where he's been an officer during the Second World War. He's got no money at all, but she falls in love with him, and then she's left with this terrible dilemma. Does she go for money or does she go for love? And there's a wonderful sequence in the film where she turns around to Roger Livesey. This is the part played by Wendy Hiller, mm-hmm. Joan Webster, and she says, "People around here are very poor." And he says, "No, they're not. It's just that they've got no money." And for me, that is a wonderful encapsulation of, if you like, the island's way of life. People are very rich, but very often they've got no money. And hopefully in the future, with the kind of tourism which this film tourism promotes, with people coming from all over the world, including the States, just for this weekend, the islands will become more economically successful.
Many, many people, and notable people, have paid tribute to the film. I think it was Raymond Chandler, who said that he'd never seen a picture which smelled of the wind and the rain in quite that way.
Yes, that's right, yes.
I reached the point of thinking there were no more masterpieces to discover until I saw I Know Where I'm Going. That was Martin Scorsese. Tell me about
that's right.
Tell me about that's his right. involvement.
Well, Martin Scorsese works very closely with Thelma Schoonmaker, and Thelma Schoonmaker won the Oscar for The Departed, and she herself was the widow of Michael Powell. And she was, I mean, there's a large age gap between the two of them, but she was married to him for the last 4 or 5 years of his life. And the connection really is that a few years ago, British Telecom were seeking £250,000 from Argyll and Bute Council to help pay for the telephone boxes across Argyll and Bute. I'd had the telephone box, which appears in the film, listed by Historic Scotland, but I was still concerned about the future of this telephone box. So I got in touch with Thelma Schoonmaker, and she and Martin Scorsese sent an email to the councillors and officers in Oban saying how concerned they were about the future of this telephone box down in Carsaig and wanted the telephone box to have a secure future. So there you have. It's a bit like an Ealing comedy, really, but there's international interest, Hollywood level, in the future of a telephone box on the island of Mull. And there are people across the world who from time to time phone this telephone box just to make sure that it's still in operation.
Wow. Now, I was with you on Barra at the anniversary for Whiskey Galore last year. How much interest is there in these celluloid anniversaries?
It's growing. I'm not suggesting that one goes necessarily in my home city of Edinburgh down the train spotting route, but it's kind of a companion to, for example, people going on literary tours. You can go around Edinburgh on an Alexander McCall Smith Scotland Street series literary tour. Film locations are big business, and I think the Highlands and Islands of Scotland should make more of this. Another film that people will remember, of course, around Crinan is The Maggie. Now, I don't know if The Maggie is quite as important as Whiskey Galore and I Know Where I'm Going, but we'll see in the future. And don't forget also the Bill Douglas trilogy, which was made in New Craig Hall just outside Edinburgh. Scotland has a very rich cinematic historical heritage, and we need to revisit it and enjoy it. And I would go further and say, I don't think any child coming out of Scottish education should be without having seen and studied Whiskey Galore and I Know Where I'm Going as part of their curriculum, so they can understand what it was like to be Scottish in the mid-20th century.
Now, Gaelic features in both of these, Whiskey Galore and I Know Where I'm Going,
right,
to a certain extent. And I see there's a credit to a Murdo Morrison for it as well. That sounds like a very Lewis name. I don't know if that's the case.
Do you know what, Ian? I'm now going to go away and do some research into this because I cannot give you an answer immediately one way or the other. And I'm an academic, Edinburgh Napier, and also Sassari in Sardinia. And I'm long enough in the tooth to not to busk on that one.
No, fine. This isn't the first get-together of this kind that you've had for the film.
That's right. The first one was in October 2005. We had such a wonderful time that at the end I said to the people, shall we do this again? And they said yes. I said, right, we'll do it in 10 years' time. And someone said, oh no, some of us might not be around then. We better make it 5 years' time. So we're now having a reunion, but also welcoming new friends.
That's fantastic. You're expecting a few?
Yes, oh, there's going to be around 30 at it, which is not bad for heading towards Mull from the south of England, from the United States, in mid-October. So fun and a celebration is exactly the right word, a celebration of the culture on Mull and also of the work of Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger.
Robert, thank you very much for telling us about it.
Not at all. Thank you.